The Liberty XL2. Has it finally turned the corner? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into this Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us. Today, I'm grafting together four separate recordings made at Lakeland with executives of Liberty Aerospace to bring you a comprehensive update on the progress the company's made with its XL2, a two-seat trainer based loosely on the British Europa kit plane. We'll start with two snippets from Liberty CEO Keith Markley's press conference to set the stage.
Over the last few years, with the introduction of the XL2, as a company, we've really targeted a theme of trying to build the most efficient, cost-effective aircraft to operate in the world, really focusing on the concept of modular construction, ease of maintenance, low fuel burn, and the ability to remove the wings of the aircraft and to ship the aircraft all over the world. We just announced about 4 weeks ago the delivery of serial number 100, a pretty important milestone for a young aircraft company building a certified airplane. Currently, we have a backlog, if you look across everything that we've sold across the world right now, of approximately 600 aircraft. And I think a lot of you know that's a lot of those are to an account in China. But we're also seeing very, very strong development now in Jordan, Oman, Malaysia, and other Asian countries. And we think because of the ability to package the airplane and ship it, it's going to be a hallmark. The real announcement today is really the milestone of getting past a few of the what we would consider to be the largest requests by our flight school customers. And I'm going to break those into really three major items. The first is in this announcement of our Vanguard edition is the increase of the gross weight of the aircraft from what has been 1,653 pounds to 1,750 pounds, almost a 100-pound increase. And really what it allows our flight school operators to do is to equip an aircraft for IFR flight and IFR training, load it with full fuel, and be able to put in two 200-pound-plus pilots and not have to be thinking about the weight and balance. Some of you that have followed the aircraft are aware that we've used a finger brake system, and the finger brake system, while we think is highly efficient, did not meet the request of our flight schools nationally. And anybody that's followed the press knows that we have a company here this week, Aspen, who's doing tremendously well with their new TSO'd PFD. And we now have that available on our airplane. So it's really three major points. It's the increase of the gross weight, the addition of tow brakes, and the addition now of flat panel technology in the aircraft. If you look, all of these put together, we think that what we have now is really the most efficient to operate and own trainer that anybody could possibly buy for their flight school. And we think that we're seeing it now reflected in the orders that are coming from flight schools internationally. And if you look at the cost of operations, which we believe are about 40% less than other aircraft that are used in training, that most operators that operate any number of these aircraft can justify the entire capital expense of replacing older airframes with brand new airframes just in the cost of operations. So announcing the Vanguard here at Sun and Fun, we think it's a major step forward for Liberty Aerospace, and would be happy to take any questions if there's any here from the audience.
ANN's Rob Finfrock asked about progress on what was perhaps Liberty's greatest challenge, the FAA's granting of a type certificate that originally specified a fuselage life limit of just 225 hours.
Well, the current life limit on the fuselage right now is 5,000 hours, and it is a number that we're continuing to increase. It's not limited by anything that's ever been set because of a failure. We constantly put it in the testing jigs, and we just finished all of the fuselage testing for gross weight structural tests that we had to do, and now we're going to begin retesting for unlimited. We believe we will achieve unlimited. We think we will easily get to 15 or 20,000 without even having to conduct any further tests. It appears we'll be able to do that strictly as a paperwork exercise at this point to increase it there. But we've actually done testing through 5,000 hours on fuselage life.
After the press conference, I caught up with Liberty CEO and President Keith Markley at the Liberty display.
Well, Paul, you know, the history of Liberty Aerospace sort of dates back to an earlier time in Europe and the UK with an aircraft called the Europa. And sometimes there will be people that will refer to the Liberty as being an extension of that kit. But really what it is it's an aircraft that was designed using a lot of the same background people and the aerodynamics of the efficiencies of the Europa to bring it to the Liberty. Liberty Aerospace is a company that's about 5 years old, but really has been in the business of delivering airplanes for just the last 2 years. And the real goal was really to build an aircraft that used the best aero efficiency that it could and was designed to be maintained. Therefore, what we have is an aircraft right now that we think is operationally probably the most efficient light aircraft in the world today.
Now, if you had to isolate the biggest stumbling block that this company has overcome, it has to probably be the fuselage life limit. If you're talking about the economics of a training environment, that had to be overcome, and you guys have done an admirable job so far of getting past that. Tell us where you are in that process now.
Well, you know, when you talk about the largest stumbling block, I have a feeling that a lot of the engineers here would debate that issue, but the reality is that life limit on carbon fiber is something that we've been a leader on. I think you probably are aware we use the Toray carbon fiber, which is the same carbon fiber that Boeing uses, and we are one of two certified manufacturers of certified aircraft parts using that material. Right now, we're at the 5,000-hour range on the fuselage, which we believe will soon be increasing to 15,000 hours, and we hope to take it to unlimited life. And so it's proving to be a material that's incredibly resilient, strong, and just will end up with a better life cycle than aluminum will.
Tell us a little bit of the other bullet points on the economics of this in the training environment. Why would a flight school buy an XL2?
Well, there's really a couple. First of all, the aircraft has been designed with a modular concept, where almost all other airplanes were originally designed to just be built and flown. This airplane is designed around access maintenance panels. So there's really one major access panel in the belly and one up, on the top of the cow that allows you to do 100-hour inspections and routine inspections much quicker than a traditional plane, about 10 hours. The other thing is with the operation of the very, very efficient IOF, being the FADEC version engine from TCM, there's a much lower fuel burn than the traditional engine. So it's lower fuel burn, lower maintenance, and easier to replace parts. So we estimate that in the training environment that the XL2 runs about 40% more efficient than other training aircraft that are in the fleets today.
Well, Keith, you've recently celebrated the milestone of the 100th aircraft delivery. We want to congratulate you on that. We'll stop using the word fledgling in our coverage of Liberty Aerospace. And thanks very much for joining us and filling us in today.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. We're glad to be here. We're glad to be at the show for our third time. And we're looking forward to seeing the Aero TV news programs. And we hope you guys become a full-time cable channel.
We'll be back to talk with Liberty Aerospace Business Development Manager Paul Everett and Senior VP of Marketing Randy Burnley in just a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back. We're in Lakeland, Florida, talking with Liberty Aerospace and some of the executives of the company about the XL2 Trainer. It's a two-seat aircraft which is finding a worldwide market and has overcome some of its early hurdles. We talked with Keith Markley, the president and CEO, about that story. We're here to talk now with Paul Everett, who is the business development manager for Liberty, about flying the plane, because Paul has quite a few hours in the aircraft and knows what customers have been asking about it. Paul, thanks for joining us, and tell us what's it like to fly the XL2.
My pleasure, Paul. Well, You know, the XL2 is quite different to a lot of other light aircraft in that, first of all, we use pushrod controls throughout. So even to the rudder, we have no cables at all. So if you're used to flying 150s or 172s or other aircraft that just have cables in them, you'll find that there's a tremendous amount of slack in the control. And with the XL2 and other pushrod control airplanes, there is no lack of response. So as soon as you move that stick, it's instantaneous.
So what you're saying is I can no longer blame it on rigging.
Exactly right. If you can't put the airplane exactly where it needs to be on the runway when you're bringing it in, it's usually your fault.
What kind of customer base is attracted to the XL2 in your experience so far? Is it mainly flight schools or is it individuals?
Right now, it's been about 50-50. We see the market growing more into flight schools in terms of volume, but there's a large number of individuals who are looking for a two-place airplane. They simply don't need a four- or six-seater, and it doesn't make sense for them to be flying a Bonanza with only one or two people in it. And the interesting thing about that is that it's not a question of how much money you have. Because we've met some very wealthy individuals who have the money to pay for their Bonanza at $260 an hour, but it just doesn't make sense. And even those sorts of people that just come back to us and say, well, yes, I could fly my Bonanza just with me in it to 500 miles if I wanted to go that way, but it just doesn't make any sense to me. So that there's a large market of individual owners who are looking for an airplane that goes at a reasonable speed, is fun to fly, and just overall can do it at lower cost and do it comfortably. And I think we fit that market. And the fact that we're a certified airplane versus any of the other categories that are out there which are available, that appeals to a lot of them, because obviously the certification procedures that we went through, having done it here in the U.S. from the ground up as opposed to outside, it's an incredibly rigorous set of safety standards that we've had to meet. Lightning protection and emergency egress and inverted crash testing and all these sorts of things. And all those features have been built into the XL2. So you end up with an airplane that has a lot of safety features built in, super comfortable to fly, and very economical and fun.
Give us your 30-second sales pitch for FADEC, because I know that's a big part of the experience of flying this aircraft.
Right. Well, FADEC, it's almost like cheating, because the FADEC system takes away all engine management out of the pilot's concern. And the beauty of that is that you get to concentrate on other things about flying which are perhaps more fun. And there's no mixture control, there's no carburetor heat, it's a fuel-injected engine. No matter what altitude you're at, no matter what temperature you're operating in, FADEC is monitoring each cylinder 20 times a second. And it's treating each cylinder like its own engine, and it's checking pressure and temperature, and it's providing exactly the right amount of spark at the right time and the right amount of fuel at the right time. So you end up with engine efficiency that is just absolutely unmatched in a manually controlled airplane. You can imagine, for example, from a flight school's point of view, when you hand over the keys to your student in that 150 or any other airplane that does not have FADEC, you're hoping that he's going to manage your engine right for you, or you're going to pay for it when it comes back with fouled plugs or burnt valves or something along that line. With a FADEC system on the engine, all that concern is taken away, and it's just a simpler system. It's what's been in your car for the last 25, 27 years, and it should have been in airplanes many years ago, quite honestly. And the more I fly the airplane, I've got just over 640 hours now in the XL2. The more I fly it, the more I love it, because the airplanes are as far as I'm concerned, airplanes are for two things. They're for having fun and from going places from A to B. And the FADEC system, and couple it with the Garmin GPS nav systems that we have, it just makes it a no-brainer.
Well, Paul, you speak very enthusiastically about the product, and I guess that's an important asset in your job. We appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you. My pleasure. Enjoyed it.
We're here with Randy Burnley, who is the Senior VP for Sales and Marketing for Liberty. And Randy, the one thing we haven't talked about with any of your colleagues is the relationship now between Liberty Aerospace and the People's Republic of China.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that deal and maybe bust a couple of misconceptions people have about outsourcing in this case.
Yes. This particular arrangement is a license to manufacture that we have been negotiating for the better part of a year, actually. It was consummated just before the end of this year. this past year, sorry, in the end of 2007. It entails the manufacture, the creation of a plant to manufacture from beginning to end the Liberty XL2 and a plant located in Anyang, A-N-Y-A-N-G, Anyang, China. Initially, before the plant is up and operational, we will be building and shipping 25 aircraft from here, from the Melbourne plant, for their use. All of these aircraft go into service as flight instruction aircraft. The first two aircraft, coincidentally, the first two aircraft left in a container yesterday for China. It takes about 4 weeks to get it there. We will ship the first 25 from here in order to feed the flight school, which is part of a university that's located on the airport there in Anyang. After that, in late 09, their plant should be in 100% production, and they will then supply the balance of the aircraft, which will be about another 575, all of which, Paul, are to stay in China. This is not a build and export arrangement.
That's the most interesting thing that didn't occur to me or dawn on me when I first read the press releases on this deal, is that this really kind of pulls into focus the incredible pool of demand that is over there. Yes. For all 600 aircraft to be staying in the country.
Yes. Well, our aircraft functions best as a primary trainer. And because of the fuel efficiency of the aircraft, it works for a beautiful time builder. Yes, it's nice to have the instructor there for the primary portion, but after the student solos and then he goes in and out as far as the instructor is concerned, there's no need for an aircraft to have four seats in it because you're only going to have one pilot in it building time. So this is where our aircraft shines best, and it's in the flight training environment.
Demand elsewhere in Asia, do you have any further ideas in the works on how to fill that need? Will there be any other announcements forthcoming down the road, do you think, in terms of establishing a manufacturing base to serve whether it's India or Malaysia?
India is a market that we are definitely looking at. We have had preliminary talks with two different groups in India. We have not nailed our foot to the floor with either of them. We are still making progress with both of them. We've engaged a consultant who is very much familiar with the East-West Exchange. And so India is a major market. We currently have distributors in Malaysia, in Indonesia, in Japan. We have a very active group that is in Australia and New Zealand. In fact, tomorrow, Thursday, we will ship the last two of a 10-aircraft fleet order to Sydney Flight Training Center, and this is their 08 order. They also have an 09 order and a 2010 order for each year 10 more aircraft.
Well, it sounds like you're off and running. We're going to see them worldwide. Have you personally flown the aircraft, and what do you think of it?
Yes. I've been flying overall for about 1,000 years now. At least it feels like it. I started flying in 66, and my experience with this airplane is now about 100 hours. I love the feel of the aircraft. My wife and I fly together in it a lot. It is a very roomy, a very comfortable aircraft. She particularly likes the fact that she can lean forward and see straight down, even though it's a low-wing aircraft. It is an extremely responsive airplane for the beginning student, a person who has no previous flight experience. It will give them a good introduction to aviation, a very good introduction.
Well, it looks like after some challenges, good things are happening at Liberty Aerospace. And Randy, we thank you very much for joining us and filling us in on the details.
Thank you, Paul.
You can find out more about the XL2 at libertyaircraft.com. Video of these interviews will be featured in the near future on Aero TV. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. On the web, you'll find us at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.